The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
It is Tuesday morning and as usual it's time for the Garda Community Information slot. I'm joined this morning in studio by Garda Niall Maguire from the Fulcara Garda Station. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Michaela, and good morning, everyone.
Lovely morning out there.
It is indeed, Michaela. Too good to be working, unfortunately.
So
I see that's where Greg is today. He's on the beach.
Yeah, he's enjoying. He knew the good weather was coming, but making the most of it. So, Niall, we're going to start with a theft in Lurgy Brack. An ESB station has been targeted again.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is one of a number of, we'll call it attacks, but thefts at ESB substations in around Letterkenny and Donegal, indeed. So my colleagues in Letterkenny are investigating this particular one that occurred at Lurgy Brack. A lot of people would know it because it's quite close to the main road there. It's up opposite McDade's garage at the top of the hill. So this occurred between Wednesday the 6th of August at 6 p.m. and was discovered then the next day, the 7th of August at 4 p.m. Entry was gained into the yard and no damage was done. However, a large quantity of copper pipes and copper cable was stolen from within. So it's quite valuable, the copper at the minute, as people will know. So we're taking this very seriously. And if anyone can assist us, as I say, this is one of a number of such thefts, so I'm sure they're all connected. Please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100 or indeed any of my appeals today can be information can be provided to any Garda station or indeed the confidential line, which is 1-800-666-111.
And another theft, this time in Letterkenny on the Paddy Hart Road.
Yes, another one to, this is to do with the digger of a bucket. It's a brand new digger of a bucket and it was taken from behind the retail park in Letterkenny. So this digger bucket is described as being black because it was obviously painted because it was brand new. It's 1.6 metres wide, so quite wide, and 900 millimetres deep. It was stolen, as I say, from behind the retail park, and it's quite heavy, so it would have taken maybe machinery or indeed more than one person to lift this bucket onto a trailer or a van or something. So the times I have, Michaela, are between Friday at 2:30 p.m. past on Friday and this Monday the 11th of August. So obviously there's a lot of CCTV in the area, so I can't narrow it down at the minute because my colleagues are harvesting the CCTV to not narrow down when exactly this was taken, but I'm sure we'll come back with a specific time and hopefully images for that, and who knows, we may put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and I suppose that is quite a busy time between 2:30 on Friday and then Monday morning over the weekend. So hopefully somebody will have seen something there. Moving now to the Clamanny area.
Yeah, we've had a few cars damaged this week, Michaela, unfortunately. A couple in Clamanny and a couple in Letterkenny. So I'll just give you the details of the ones in Clamanny first. This first one was, I suppose, a more serious and sinister one. This happened at Gaddy Duff, Clonmany, in the early hours of Friday the 8th of August at approximately 3:10 a.m. I'm aware the Clonmany Festival is on at the moment, so there may be a loose connection with the festival. My colleagues at Clonmany received a report in relation to four males who were observed smashing the window of a car, and then they then proceeded to crash the car into a tree and then set it alight. So when my colleagues and my colleagues from the fire service arrived at the scene, the car was on fire and nobody was there. So anybody that may be able to assist my colleagues in Buncrana and Clonmany, if they could please make any dash camera footage available or make any statements available to them on 074-9320540. The next car was damaged at Clonmany, at Clea Clonmany, between 9 p.m. and midnight on Saturday the 9th of August. A white Kia car had been parked at that location across from the graveyard, and unfortunately when the owner returned they discovered the damage been caused to the door and wing on the driver's side. So I'm not sure if this was intentional damage or if it was some type of collision. I don't have that information at the moment, but if anybody noticed a white Kia being damaged at Clea Clonmany on Saturday the 9th of August between 9 p.m. and midnight, again, Buncrana investigating 074 93 20540.
And unfortunately, another car damage, this time in the Letterkenny area.
Yeah, this one at Glenwood Park, Letterkenny, on Wednesday the 6th of August between 11:30 a.m. and 3:20 p.m. So smack bang in the middle of the day at Glenwood Park. So hopefully someone, I'm sure someone has seen that what has happened here, and I'd be appreciated if they could help us out with it and give us a dig out with solving this one. The windows were smashed and damage was also caused to the front passenger headlight. So again, this will be my colleagues in Letterkenny this time investigating it, and they can be reached on 074 9167 100.
And there seems to be no end to these car damage incidents. Another one then in Donegal Town, and this is such a cost to people,
yeah,
as well, these incidents.
For sure, yeah. Tyrconnell Street, Donegal Town, between 6 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. So again, daylight on Thursday the 7th of August. During those times, damage was caused just to the wing mirror this time of a parked car at the location. Again, I don't have the details. Was this kicked off or was it just some clip by another car? But again, there's CCTV in the area and we hope to be able to solve that one and narrow it down. Ballyshannon are investigating that, and they can be reached on 071 985 8530.
And in relation to quad bike youths, a youth was this week seen or observed being driving a quad. The Milford Roads Policing Unit observed them. So there's some advice you have, Niall, in relation to this.
Yeah, this is mostly, I suppose, for parents. We've mentioned this on several occasions, and it's been on your station as well, in relation to the dangers of quads, and indeed accidents have happened with quads in the past in our own county. So my colleagues in the Milford Roads Policing Unit successfully seized a quad from a youth when they observed him being driven by him on a public road in around Fulcarra. So I know that's where I'm based myself, and I know there's many quads in around sort of the, at the moment we have a problem in around Garda Hark, at Keeldrum and Ardsbeg. Mm-hmm. There's several young people driving quads there. You know, we're really approaching this for more advice to parents, because the parents no doubt know that the young people, and it's mostly young men, are disappearing for the day, and that they have a quad somewhere, and it should be no surprise to them if we come knocking on their door, hopefully with not terrible news. But you know,
but yeah, I suppose it's the danger of such vehicles. And do you find it more in rural areas? Is this the issue?
No, not really. A lot of these are young fellas that are maybe living in rural areas,
right,
but with the very nature of the quads, they're mobile. So about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did an appeal in relation to quads in, I think it was in Muff Village. They were driving dangerously through the main street and stuff. So they tend to be driven at speed and stuff, and they're trying to evade, and then they panic then if the guards see the guards, and we're just petrified then that one of them's going to fall off and hurt themselves.
Yep.
A lot of the time they are wearing helmets, you know, and I don't think that's a safety thing, is to try and conceal their identity, you know.
Right.
But listen, we're seizing these quads on a monthly basis, so you know, don't be worried too much about it, because we will be knocking on a few doors now this week, hopefully in Fulcarra. They're not toys, they're farm machinery, and it's a lot of the times you know, they're being out diffing and skidding on the road, and it is super dangerous. And we have had injuries. We've had broken spines before in Donegal, so I don't want to be knocking on somebody's door with bad news. I would rather just come in, and if the parents need a bit of advice, whatever, contact your local guard station and we'll give you a bit of advice in relation to that.
And there was a question in last week. There's a lovely walkway in Port Hall by the old station. An Alsatian-looking dog walks there on a lead. Should the dog be muzzled, asked this listener.
Okay, so this would come under the Control of Dogs Act. There is a list of restricted breeds as such. So the key word in that is an Alsatian-looking dog. The legislation stipulates that it has to be an Alsatian dog. Obviously, there's many dogs that might look like an Alsatian, but not necessarily be. We've got different types of breeds of the Belgian Malinois, the Dutch Shepherd, King Shepherd, that kind of thing. They're not restricted, but indeed an Alsatian is on the restricted list. And when a dog's on the restricted list, it means it has to be kept on a short lead under 2 metres. It can only be under the control of someone over the age of 16. It has to be muzzled in a public place, and it also has to be wearing a collar with the name and address of their owner at all times. So there is a list of dog breeds that are restricted. I'll just read over a few of them. They're mostly pit bull terriers, bull mastiffs, Dobermen, Rottweilers, Japanese Akita dogs, and band dogs. So it's quite a big list, but it also incorporates some subspecies of dogs in relation to that as well. But if in doubt, you're welcome. Please contact the guards. And again, like any dog can bite. Like any incidents I've ever gone to where there's been a dog attack or an attack on sheep or on a person, like the owner's always surprised by it. Like any dog can bite.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure about your dog, and it reassures other people if the dog has a muzzle on it. You know, I know I've had dogs all my life, they don't mind having a muzzle.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Garda Niall Maguire from the Falkara Garda Station. Thanks so much, Niall, for that.
Thank you, Michaela.
The Community Garda Information Slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 912-6025.